All right, thanks for listening to our first ever podcast. My name is Mick.
And I'm Kitty, and this is a Gal and a Gay podcast. Our podcast is all about entertainment. We're going to talk about some of our favorite shows, mine, Supernatural, and New Girl, and Nashville, and a lot of others.
And Supernatural, I'm sure. Well, we also can't forget about Downton Abbey, American Horror Story Coven,
yes.
Which there is only one episode left.
I know, I know.
The season finale.
And then it's gone for months.
Ugh. I know. So crazy. All right. Well, let's go ahead. And since we're talking about American Horror Story, let's kind of recap last week's episode. A lot happened.
Yes. Before we begin, there's major spoilers, everyone. So if you haven't seen the episode, you know, just a warning. Anyway, this episode was amazing.
It really was.
One of the best of the season, I would have to say.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, this whole season's been amazing, but this episode was, like, crazy.
I just can't believe they got rid of all three of the main
I definitely wasn't expecting Jessica Lange to die.
Well...
I don't know.
Do you think she's coming back next week?
I don't know. You know, you never know. You never know with this show.
Right.
So it's like, you know, like, but, you know, Cordelia saw her die, but...
Right.
I don't know. You never know. So.
Yeah, it's crazy. The thing is, and it kind of goes back to last week's episode when they were meeting with Delphi, and they didn't use any magic.
No.
The Axeman did everything for them.
Yeah.
And I kept wondering, like, okay, that's great. You know, she took the axe and killed the main guy, but... Why is she not using her powers?
Yeah.
But I guess her powers are draining.
Yes, because of the new Supreme
that's coming up. But still, it's like, I really thought, and even in this week's episode when he offed her in the end.
Yeah.
I really
why didn't she use her magic?
Right.
Like, to stop him from killing her.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
But as a Supreme, does she have the power to make Cordelia see what she thinks she wants her to see?
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
That's the only thing
I've never thought about that.
That's the only thing I can think of. There was a theory that I was reading online that that when Cordelia touched her grandmother's jewelry, that actually Fiona transferred to, like, they swapped bodies.
Oh.
Like, Cordelia and Fiona could control her other body, so Cordelia was trapped and they actually killed Cordelia. Because she didn't use any magic when the Axeman was killing her.
Yeah.
So she could, because remember, that's one of the powers where they can basically control you and have you say and act exactly how they want you to say, but he actually offed Cordelia instead of Fiona, right?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, if that's true, that's crazy.
Well, who do you think the new Supreme is?
I have no idea. You know, like, because, you know, they each have the powers. Like, you know, they've all shown, like, Queenie last week, you know, she did the whole thing where she went to hell, you know, and then,
they brought people back from
the dead. Brought people from their bed, and then, Madison, you know, did the whole, you know, teleportation thing or whatever. She moved around the room like that. So they've all shown, like, you know, one of the seven wonders. So it's like, I don't know.
Speaking of Madison, I loved when Misty came in and
kicked her ass. Yes, oh my God. I was like, that was the best. I just love how she just beat her down. And she's like, you thought I was some stupid swamp rat. And that was great. I agree completely. I'm really glad Misty is back too. I like her a lot. So, I don't know. And then when they all stopped the Axeman and then just...
Seriously, that's the stuff I wanted to see more of this season. Them
all
working together.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was... And then all of them grabbing the knives and taking care of him again. It was kind of... Went back to that episode with the old coven and they, and they killed
him. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, there's just... I don't know what to expect from this show.
You know, a lot of people out there were like, why they didn't get the Axeman storyline. Well, it kind of makes sense in the end. It was full circle because he took care of the Supreme in the end. So that was his reason. I'm still wondering why they brought Patti LuPone's character in. I mean, it was kind of a throwaway
character. It was a little bit, wasn't it? And so the whole son thing, her son, too. I don't know. I mean, it's like...
Granted, it gave Nan and Madison something to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But I really thought the way they could have really used her a little bit more as if she had been the one, and she had been working for Delphi, and she had been the one that threw the acid in Cordelia's face. But she wasn't, and it turned out to be no one. I kind of felt like that was a throwaway and kind of a waste of a really popular...
Yeah, and she was, I mean, she was really great in that role, but I mean, I agree, it was a little bit of a, you know, like, was it necessary? I don't know, but, I mean...
Right.
I don't know. The show is just so good. And, you know, in that whole scene when they were in hell, you know, in their own personal hell, you know, when Angela Bassett's, like, having to, you know, torture her.
Kathy Bates' daughter. Bokita.
Yeah, Bokita, that's right. Yeah. Yes, I mean, I really liked that, too. And that guy they get to play the voodoo...
He's from Fringe and Lost.
Oh, is he? Yeah, okay, yeah. He's, so good. Super creepy and, like, amazing. Like, I love all the voodoo stuff in this show, too. It's so cool.
Well, and it makes me want to go to New Orleans now.
Yeah, definitely. It really makes me want to go to New Orleans a lot, because that stuff's always intrigued me, and I'm so, you know, this makes me...
Yeah.
Want to go there even more.
Well, we're going to have to schedule a trip now.
Yes, most definitely.
We have a friend who's been trying to get us to go to New Orleans for quite some time for Mardi Gras or whatever, but I think it'd just be great to go down there and see all this.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. I agree. So, I don't know. And
all
right. It's just such a... I don't know.
Okay, so let's... Okay, while we're wrapping this up, your call. Who do you think the next Supreme is going to be? And Ryan Murphy has said that it's going to be a surprise.
I don't know. If I had to guess, I don't know. I guess I want it to kind of be Cordelia, just because I think that'd be right out of left field, because no one's really expecting that. But then I also think it might be the blonde girl, Violet is her name.
Yeah, because we started the whole show started with...
Zoe. Yes.
Violet who she was in the first season.
I always remember her as Violet, always. I can't remember. That's right. Anyway, you know, so I don't know. It's just...
Cordelia or even Myrtle, because Myrtle has wanted to be the Supreme. Yeah. And who knows, if Fiona hadn't killed the previous Supreme, Myrtle could have been the one.
Yeah. That would be cool, too.
Right. That would be a really cool twist. I think if he's really going to surprise everyone, I think that's the only way he's going to do it. It's either going to have to be Cordelia or Myrtle. Or, I mean, I've heard the theories that they split the supremacy or whatever between each one of them. I think that's kind of... I don't know.
I could see that happening, since they all are showing signs of the Seven Wonders. Right. So, yeah.
Because the thing is, if they all have to go through it, somebody's going to die. And it's like, there aren't that many of them left.
Yeah, exactly. You know? There aren't that many of them
left. I really would have liked to see Nan.
I know. Supreme. I really like her.
She was getting a little full of herself in the end. Yeah. But that, with the power,
that's Supreme does, right? I don't know. Yeah. So
okay, so your call, you think you'd like to see Cordelia?
I'd like to see Cordelia.
I'm going to go with Myrtle.
Yeah, okay.
All right, we'll see. We'll see next week.
Next Wednesday, we'll find out.
Since we're on the topic of... supernatural things. Here you go. Kitty, this is your segue. This is your show. I watched this show for the first few seasons. It just kind of got off my DVR.
A lot's changed from the first few seasons, and there's a lot going on this season. This week's episode was the highest rated in 3 years, and let me tell you why. Do you know why it was? Because, you know, Justin Bieber's egg fiasco a couple weeks ago. Jared Padalecki, who plays Sam, tweeted something to the effect of, "You're an idiot, Justin Bieber." And so all the believers got really mad and were like, "Oh, we're gonna boycott Supernatural because you hate on Bieber." Ugh. And so all the Supernatural fans were like, "Okay, Bieber's whatever. To show you, we're just gonna get everybody to watch this this week's episode, and we're gonna get the highest ratings ever." And it worked. Like, So that's kind of... I thought it was kind of neat. But this week's episode was really good. For those of you who do watch it, you know the backstory. I know you don't, but there's a lot of behind it. But anyway, there's a Knight of Hell, Abaddon. They're trying to kill her. I'm just giving you the gist of it. There's a whole lot of backstory. But anyway, Dean and Crowley, who is the King of Hell at the moment, try to go find this. There's a blade there's this blade that can kill her. It's the only thing that can kill her. So they try and find it. Anyway, turns out Cain from Cain and Abel has it. He's on Earth. He's been on Earth for a while. He has it, so they track him down. Anyway, Cain has this mark on his arm, and you can only kill Abaddon if you have this mark. in the blade. So he like transfers the mark to Dean. So Dean has his power to kill her anyway now. But what I liked about this episode is because Cain and Abel, I don't know a lot about the Bible, but I know Cain and Abel, like Cain killed his brother Abel right. because he was jealous of him because God loved him. But in this show, in this episode, Cain said, no, that didn't actually happen. What actually happened is Lucifer wanted Abel's soul. But Cain was like, I don't want you to have my brother's soul. Take mine instead. And so Lucifer was like, okay, I'll take your soul. But for your brother to go to heaven, you have to kill him. And then I'll take you to hell. So that's really... But that's... I like that because that's very much the theme of the show is Dean and Sam are brothers.
Right.
And they're constantly sacrificing each other to save each other. So that's... I really like... That's what I love about this show is they always bring it back to that. And they find these... folklore and these, you know, these myths and all these things they've tied into this show. Anyway, it's just, it's a brilliant show and people don't give it enough credit, but it's a really good show. Anyway, I'll stop talking about it.
I could talk about it for ages.
That's the only thing my sister and I ever talk about. I mean, seriously.
We need to get her on. You guys can do your own little supernatural.
Okay, you want to stay here for 2 hours. Okay. Won't have a problem.
Well, and it's been on for so many seasons that it looks like it has
it's going on its 10th season next year. It's on its 9th season now. And the creators have said, you know, like, we'll keep doing it as long as they want us to, as long as it keeps, you know, bringing in fans and stuff. So, you know, I mean, and it has a really good fan base and it's, you know, I think it's one of CW's most popular shows, consistently popular. I mean, it's not for everybody. Like, I didn't watch it at first. It took me years to get into it, but my sister finally convinced me and I'm like, oh my God, I love this show. Like it's just that good. Anyway, it is a great show.
All right, I'll
stop talking about it now.
I will put that on my list. I have a long list of TV shows.
You really
that I liked
should.
It. And I did. I really did like it when I watched it years ago.
I mean, there's
other things got in the way, like Lost. Yeah. I won't talk about Lost, but it's one of my favorite shows, regardless of how it ended. And so, yeah, I understand.
You should. I mean, there's just so many great storylines and just what they've done with it. I mean, I don't know. I just think it's consistently better. And the actors really are really great at their parts. Yes.
And
super hot. That helps a lot. Yes.
That definitely helps.
Definitely helps. But I mean, you watch some of the older episodes and you see that they've really grown into their roles. And I really like that. So anyway.
Okay. Well, let's move on to a show that I hate to say it. I do like the show. I just don't think it's going to last for 10 seasons like Supernatural. And that's Nashville. I will admit, I did not get a chance to completely finish this last episode. But, the Juliet God thing.
I know.
I really like the character. And I love Hayden Panettiere. I actually remember watching her when she was probably 4 or 5 years old when she was on Guiding Light.
Really?
Way back in the day.
Well, what was she, that movie, Remember the Titans, I think she was when she was a really little girl. She was in that movie,
right.
Too.
Yeah, the football movie.
Yeah, the football movie.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah. And, I mean, and she is probably my favorite character on Nashville because she is so good.
Right.
Like,
she can play bitch and vulnerable so well.
Exactly. And I didn't really think much about her before that show began, but she has, I mean, just watching this show, I'm just blown away by her because she can sing and, she does so well with that Juliet character so well, so.
And Connie Britton.
Oh, God, I love her so much.
I know.
Like, there's
I'm really hoping, actually, we can go back to Coven for a minute. Mm-hmm. There's still that chance that she could show up in the season finale because Ryan Murphy has talked. They're so close because they film in Nashville and he was thinking of a way to kind of work her in. And that could be a surprise. That'd be fantastic. But we loved her all the way back to Friday Night Lights. Which I got you hooked on.
I know you did. Another one of those shows that I never gave a thought to. And then I watched it and I was completely obsessed with it.
You
I know.
To watch it.
And now we force it upon everybody we can to like watch this show. Yeah. You won't regret it. So I mean, I love her and she's great on Nashville and I really love, I really love Nashville, and yeah, I agree. It's probably not going to last very long. No. But I mean, I think it's really well written. It's well acted, and the music's fantastic. Yeah. Like,
well, you were just in Nashville this last. Well, I mean, I was too, but you were actually there for
For the Country Music Festival last summer. And I mean, Nashville's such a great town, and I love that they film in Nashville too. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's so neat to watch it, and I mean, everybody's so talented. I don't know. I really love that show. I watched this week's episode this morning. So, I don't know. So good. Like,
well, and they have a really hot gay character on there.
Uh huh. Yes.
They did. Is he still on there?
He's still on there. I
only watched half of this week's episode.
He's still there.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, but his name is Will, I believe. Will, yes. Right. And yeah, I like that because, you know, he's supposed to be like this tough, you know, mm-hmm. country, you know, honky-tonk guy. But, you know, he's struggling with being gay and he doesn't, you know, want to accept it. And I really like that they do that, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's just such a good show. The music, too. It's just so good because it's like it's not like the pop commercial country that's out here, mm-hmm. you know, like a lot these days.
Which you would expect to hear on a show.
Exactly. Like you know, and they do have some of that, but like the good, the heartfelt songs that they have, mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing. And everybody's so
and
talented.
Scarlett,
she's her voice. So good.
I think we talked about this. I think she reminds us of Loretta Lynn,
mm-hmm,
I think,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
just with the music and her voice. And I remember that first song that they had in the first season of Nashville. I downloaded it. I'm like, this is amazing.
It's
her
amazing.
Voice.
They're all really good. And Gunnar and everybody. I mean, it's just, it's so good. And like, there's this, you know, like, and then they're always, you know, Raina and Deacon, you know, this episode, they had that whole thing, you know, like, because they're constantly drawn to each other.
Right, and they're going to end up together.
Probably, yeah, but, you know, in this episode, they were like, maybe we shouldn't do this anymore, and, you know, it's there's always that dynamic, too, so, I don't know. And poor Juliet, like...
I know.
This episode, too, she really struggled, and Avery... He's really been a friend to her, you know, and that.
Do you like them two together?
I don't know yet. I mean, I really like him and I like her and I like their relation. Like, I like them together, but I don't know if romantic, you know, if I wanted to go in a romantic way, but, you know, maybe it will, you know, mm-hmm. but I really like their dynamic together. So, and in this episode, he really helps her kind of see that, you know, even if you lose all your fame and glory, you still have your talent and that's what you need to be, you know. Remember and you know hold on to. So it's a really good episode.
All right,
so,
I'll finish it.
You really should.
All right.
Yeah, you really should. All right. Okay. So from Nashville to Downton Abbey,
and that's actually a show you were talking about with Supernatural. It took you a while to get to it.
Yeah.
This is a show that I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna like it. Watched it.
I know.
Hooked.
Absolutely.
Hooked within the first episode.
I know. And, you know, and I don't even know what it is. Like, you know, because it's not like a super exciting show. You know, mm-hmm. it's very slow and, you know.
The character
dramatic.
Development.
Yes.
I think that's the part of the show that really can hook you because you mm-hmm. just get so invested,
in
these characters.
I know.
Mm. And what about... Okay, so I will say I was not... I didn't enjoy this first episode of this new season when it came back. I just felt it was so damn depressing. And it's like, I wish they would have jumped. I know, but they did jump ahead 6 months. Mm-hmm. I feel they probably should have jumped ahead maybe 2 years or even a year.
Oh, yeah, you think so?
Because I felt like that first episode just dragged. And it's like, I get she's in mourning. I don't want to experience it for a whole almost 2 hours. It's about an hour and a half. Until she started
I know.
Purple and
I
she
know.
Came out of it. And...
That's true. It was a little long. You know, but I get why they do it. Because they want to show her, you know, mourning him and how it's affected her life and that stuff, you know. So, I mean, I liked it. What did you think of this week's episode with the guy who's like, I love you, Mary. Please marry me.
Oh, right.
You know?
Like, I didn't get it. I felt like he was at a midlife crisis or something. I mean, he already had the other lady that he was.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. It felt weird. But, you know, he has known Mary all of his her life.
Yeah, exactly. And they've known each other, you know, and I think...
But still, that's... Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. You know...
And, obviously, the guy that came with him.
Oh, I know. Oh, poor Anna. Poor Anna.
Hell.
I know a lot of people were really upset that they went in that direction and they had, you know, mm-hmm. this guy, like, attack Anna. You know, but I don't know. I didn't dislike it, but it's like, you know... I think it's going to make a good storyline
for the rest of the season, at least, if not even longer. And how is Branson?
No.
Bates.
Bates, yeah.
How is Bates going to exactly. react?
Because I know mean, I think she's...
That's a legitimate fear.
She's got to tell him sometime. Or so, he's going to find out somehow. Right. And I think he is going to lose it. Mm-hmm. And I think they need to do something to that guy who attacked her, you know? Right. And it's just, it's so awful that, like, they come to the house and, you know, she has to sit there next to him at the breakfast table, pretend like everything's okay. You know, like, that's so, my gosh, I couldn't even imagine, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the one storyline they wrapped up real quickly is that bitch
who's like, hey, Branson, have some whiskey, and then sleeps with him and is like, oh, I could be pregnant. Will you marry me? Yeah, that was crazy.
I love
and
how...
And they did wrap that up pretty quickly.
Yeah, so I'm like... And she was out of that
place.
I know. What's the lady's name? The
Mrs. Hughes.
Mrs. Hughes.
Yes, she was is, great. Yeah, I know. This episode fantastic. Was really great. I know, because she was like, I know you're lying. So get your...
Right.
Trashy butt out of here.
But I feel like they wrapped it up so quickly that it is going to come back.
That's what I wonder too, because it feels like it was a little bit like, okay, that's done with, you know, nice and wrapped. But, you know.
And she's the one that tried to get in his bed.
Yeah, she worked in the house. And she would flirt with him. And then I think she flirted with him. And then she maybe slept with the guest who was at the house. Maybe that was that her or was that a different one? I don't remember.
I can't remember either.
But yeah, like... I like how Branson, you got to be careful who you go to bed with, really.
Do you think they're now setting this show up where it's going to be Mary and Branson in the end?
I don't know. I really
like the relationship as it is now.
I do too.
But I just kind of feel like they're laying a foundation right now. And I know that Mary's going to have another suitor later this season. But I just kind of feel that they're going in that direction because, you know, I feel like... She now sees Branson as an equal, where he has struggled with that since
and he still struggles with, you know, being accepted into that whole life.
And I'm glad that he's still struggling with that because, he will probably always struggle with that. And it's nice to see that, again, it's that character development where you really can understand and you're like, I've seen him in, you know, these fancy clothes for two seasons, but... He still came from where he was working on their car.
Yeah, he was a chauffeur. Yeah, I know. So, I don't know. I really hope they don't. I don't feel like they would necessarily be a couple, but I could understand why, because they both lost people they love, you know, that sort of thing. So, I could see that, but I don't know.
And they have such a strong bond now, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, I don't know. I hope it doesn't. I like the relationship, but I have a feeling that they might... go that in that direction.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, enough about Downton Abbey. Let's definitely lighten things up and move on to one of our favorite ladies.
Yes.
Well, first we're going to start with Jess from New Girl.
Yes.
So let's start with New Girl. I really liked this past episode. I will say the last few episodes, I'm like, get out of that house or the bar.
Yeah.
I'm really tired of them just focusing on Jess and Nick. But...
This episode was really good. I agree. Like, it was sweet and it was funny and, like, it made me fall in love with Nick Miller so hard. So it's just like, it was just such a good little episode. It really was.
Nick pulled it off in the
end. He pulled it off so well. And I'm like, nobody would really do that and, in real life. This is a total TV show kind of thing to do. But it was it was a really good episode, you know, so... God, and I'm so happy that Damon Wayans Jr. has a job. Like, I'm so happy they brought him back.
Oh, okay, let's go back to our happy endings. Oh, our favorite. I miss that show more and more. And now they have it on VH1.
I know.
I
have three episodes on my DVR to watch because of... I mean, thank you, VH1.
And I loved his character on Happy Endings.
I know.
Will say, I'm not sold on Coach. And I feel like it's just too... There are too many characters.
Yeah,
right
there
now.
Are. Who live in the loft.
Winston drives me insane.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's really funny.
But see, I don't like Coach that much either. I like Winston more, but I feel... I mean, they were stuck because obviously Damon Wayans started with a pilot, which the pilot of New Girl was one.
I know.
It was a fantastic episode. A lot of times with pilots, they're not that great because they're still trying to like... This is Kitty. This is Nick. This is how they all work together. But I don't know.
Yeah. And no, I get it. I mean, no, I do. Sometimes I do feel like maybe it they just kind of shoved him back in that role. Like, right. Here, like, right, since right, you're not on Happy Endings and we're here. Yeah, I do feel that. But I like him as an actor.
Oh, right, right.
You know, and I just
wish
you
would bring back Happy
Endings. I know, bring it back, please, for the love of God.
Please bring it back. Please
just bring it back.
It's so good. And I watched so some good of these other crappy comedies that are on. I know. It's not funny. How? Like, super fun night. I love Rebel Wilson.
I do too, that but that show is terrible. Awful. I watched 5 minutes of it and I was like, I can't do it. I'm sorry, Rebel. Yeah like, I know. Exactly.
She needs to go back to Pitch Perfect or, which they're working on a sequel, but that's for another podcast. Okay, so now that we're on the topic of New Girl.
Yes.
Let's get to some news. All right, so apparently out this week, we learned that there is a plagiarism lawsuit. Two screenwriters are using the show's creators, or suing the show's creators for plagiarism, claiming that New Girl, they ripped off their original script. Now, the screenwriters say they shopped their screenplay around, pitched it even to Fox, but never got a deal with it. Then New Girl comes out. And these screenwriters say it was almost identical to their script.
Yeah, and there's a lot of similarities. Their script was called Square One. And one of the writers, it's based on her life. She had a cheating husband and she moved out and moved into a place with three roommates. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's what New Girl's about, pretty much. Her boyfriend cheated on her. She moved into the, you know, like, that's... You know, like, yeah, you know, like, at first you're like, maybe that's, you know, maybe it's just coincidence. But
and
then,
what, the unfaithful men, they were also...
They were both named Spencer in both scripts, you know, so, and then both main characters are, you know, women who are awkward and quirky in their 30s, three male roommates, and then both main characters, the best friends of main characters in both scripts are named CC or have the initials CC. Hmm. So, I mean, there's just a lot of... similarities that makes you wonder.
But don't you wonder, like, a lot of these screenwriters are running around kind of in the same circles. They're like, hey, I'm thinking about this, or it could have been Fox. And they're like,
yeah,
they heard, Spencer, okay, well, you know, you just have to wonder, like, I don't think there are that many original ideas out there. Oh, let's try something with a quirky, because, like, you see a lot of times, like, The Vampire Diaries. And True Blood. And the Vampire Diaries.
Absolutely.
And obviously there's a little bit different, but it's like, once one thing comes out, it's like, they're all
It's all multiple. Yeah, no, I get it. Definitely. Yeah, I mean, you don't know. I mean,
but possibly. I guess the one thing about what it mentioned in this article, how Fox apparently tried to give the screenwriters a $10,000 settlement, but then, of course, they refused. And probably at that point, they're like, oh, they're trying to settle? Yeah. Well, now might we do
Yeah, exactly. Case. Now I'm going to get a lawyer and I'm going to sue you for, you know, and they want, like, money and they want a public apology and they want to be named the show's creators and they want production to be stopped, like, until this gets figured out. So, I don't know. Like, I haven't seen anything else about it, but, you know, it's really interesting. I mean...
Right. I bet if this goes along too much further that Fox will just be like, all right, here's $1 million.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that it'll be settled eventually.
I think they
for
will
more
be
money,
settled, yes.
And because, we'll never hear of this again.
What I mean, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or Fox will be like, oh, do you guys have any other ideas? We're going to push your,
Your
project right to pilot.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So...
All right, let's move on to our other favorite lady.
Mindy Project.
I love the show.
Her. Love Mindy Kaling. Love the show. Like, and this week's episode. Did you see this week's episode?
I did.
Yes. What did you think?
I did. I feel like they're kind of going right down the path of Nick and Jess, and I just feel like it's too soon. But then again, the ratings aren't that great. Yeah. Maybe they're like, okay, this is kind of our end game. I do like both characters, Mindy and Danny. And then, of course, we have our Happy Endings guy kind of floating around.
Yes, oh my God, yes, Max, I know. Like, and I think he's really great on this show, too. I'm so glad he has a job, too. So, I mean, I love the show. I love the characters and Danny.
It's good, right? The writing is
fantastic. Oh, it's so funny. I mean, I laugh out loud at every episode.
Well, not this past episode, but the episode before where they came back from the winter break was hilarious.
The one where they're working out?
Right.
Yes. Oh my God. It was hilarious.
From the beginning to the end,
exactly.
I laughed. I put my iPad down. I put my iPhone down. And I watched the whole thing because it was so funny. And I went back and rewatched a couple of the jokes.
I know.
She's brilliant.
She's brilliant. And she is so funny. And I mean, you got to read her book because her book's really funny too. So, I mean, she's fantastic. So I really hope the show lasts. I know it's not doing well in the ratings, but
right.
I mean,
and now it's going on winter hiatus.
Yeah, I know. It won't be back until April. But it's coming back. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully Fox, kind of like how NBC sort of saved Community,
mm-hmm.
30 Rock for years.
Yes, exactly.
Hopefully Fox will be like, okay, look, here's our niche. We're not gonna win against CBS, ABC, or
yeah,
NBC
exactly.
on this one certain night.
Yeah.
But these shows have a cult following. Hopefully they can use social media or
I know.
Twitter or
I know,
anything
something.
Like that. Like Supernatural did.
Yes.
I think they really, you know, that's kind of the way to go because... You know, if you can get people to be like, okay, I'll tweet during the show or whatever, sometimes that can, you know, make a difference.
That can make a difference. I agree. But yes, like the whole Danny and Mindy thing, I am torn about it because I want them to, but then it's like, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like, I don't want that to ruin it. But, you know, I don't know. Who knows if they're going to end up together or they're going to be like, maybe we shouldn't do this. So you never know. So.
Right.
And especially now that, you know, she's trying to, and Cliff's like, I want her back, you know, so right. that I'm sure that's going to cost him.
I do like the character of Cliff.
I do like him too,
he
yes.
He had some really funny parts
yeah.
this week.
Yeah, and he's on Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and he's really funny.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
a good show
yeah.
too.
So, yeah, so we'll see. But, you know, Danny Castellano, I love him. I really do.
Yeah.
He's so great.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Messina, I really like him a lot. So,
yeah.
I just love that show. I love it
Me
so
too.
Much.
So we'll have to wait until they come back from winter hiatus to see exactly how they're going to handle
yeah.
the awkwardness.
I know. And
after
April.
That.
Oh, God.
Right.
I hate these hiatuses.
I know.
I hate it.
But the good thing is they're going to come back and there won't be repeats. It'll all be
That's true. That's true. Until,
new shows.
You know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, since we're on the topic of news and all this stuff, let's talk about... I thought this was a big surprise this week. One of... The biggest stars of the 80s
ever.
And 90s.
Yeah. yeah.
He's coming back to NBC. Bill Cosby has signed up for a new sitcom. I read the description and I feel like it's just the Cosby
it's
Show
like,
again.
It sounds like the Cosby Show to me too. It really does.
And I love the Cosby Show.
I know.
I love it. And that
Who
was one
didn't
of the,
love the
right,
Cosby Show?
And back, because I was still, I mean, not to date myself, but I remember all the episodes of The Cosby Show. It was appointment TV.
Yeah.
Just like a lot of the bigger shows back
yeah.
then. Yeah. And it was funny. It was a black family.
I know.
And people loved it.
Yes.
And yeah. I think, and Felicia Rashad.
Oh, I watched it too. I was a little younger than you, but I do remember. I do remember watching it. I mean, we watched it, you know, every night, every time it was
yeah.
on. So, I mean, that was one of our shows. So, I mean, yeah, definitely. I think anybody in our generation remembers the Cosby Show.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and Bill Cosby's a legend. So, I mean,
right.
I think it's going to be good. It's on NBC. We'll see how that goes.
Right. Well, they compare it with Community.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, because obviously Michael J. Fox Show and Saving Sean Saves the World,
oh,
they're not.
No.
I didn't even. I think I watched both the first episodes.
I watched one episode
of
Sean
Saves. Like,
yeah.
But with the Cosby Show, I mean, maybe what they'll do, you know, what is the Boy Saves World is now Girl Saves World.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So maybe this will actually be the Cosby Show 20 years later.
Maybe it will be.
I mean,
know?
I think that would be the way that NBC could really rebuild.
Yeah.
Their Thursday night
yeah.
or something like that, because that's hot right now. Bringing back these old properties
That's
from
true.
The 80s and 90s.
Absolutely.
Dallas is now on TV.
No,
TNT.
T-
I don't know. It's one of the T's. And that's great. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no,
you know,
I get it.
Larry
you know,
Hagman died.
Especially
so good.
Because people were, when they were little, watched that
right.
stuff. And now they're older.
Right. And now they're like, my generation, or my
yeah.
kids can watch and all that
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. We're going to watch this. Exactly. So,
so I mean, hopefully,
yeah.
I mean, to see Bill Cosby and Felicia Rashad back together again.
Oh,
the
my God. That would be amazing.
And all the grandkids they have
I
to
know.
Have by now.
I know.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Maybe that's kind of the plan. Maybe it's kind of to get it
maybe
out.
Maybe that's
see
what
the interest.
Yeah. Maybe and, that's what it is.
And,
who knows?
And, you know, maybe that's how they're trying to, they could try and sell it. It's like, okay, well, we have Bill Cosby. If we can get the others, sell it more.
Yeah. Another
of the 80s.
Another TV dad from the 80s kind of coming back to TV is Danny Tanner from Full House. He and Uncle Joey and Uncle Jesse, they put out this commercial teaser. You know, John Stamos is the face of Dan and
mm-hmm.
Oikos yogurt. And anyway, they put out this teaser. And
well, while we're talking about it, let's take a listen
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, take a listen to it.
Woo! Oh, no, that was a good game. What do you say, boys? Time to go to bed?
Don't you think it's time we all get our own places?
Nah.
Okay.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I want to see more Full House.
I know, and the thing is, like, because they only show Uncle Joey and Danny and, you know, Uncle Jesse, obviously, they're all in these commercials, but I wonder, like, is it going to be everybody? Is it going to be the whole cast in a commercial?
You have to watch this Sunday.
Yeah, you know, on the Super Bowl, that's, I mean, how you know, but I don't know. Like, I could see everybody else doing it, but the Olsen twins, do you think they
no,
don't know?
No.
I don't see them doing a commercial
well, really,
no matter what.
You only need one.
That's true. You're right. Mary Kate, sorry, Ashley.
You're right.
Yeah.
Whichever one's not the crazy one.
Exactly.
And wasting away.
I'm looking, yeah, so that'll be fun. I mean, it's just kind of fun. I knew, it's just, you know, everybody watched Full House. Who didn't watch Full House, you know?
It's Friday night staple.
Exactly. So that'll be a fun thing to look forward to during the Super Bowl, I think. So, and I got a lot of buzz on social media this week, so.
The Super Bowl commercials. Okay, we're starting to wrap up the podcast. We're going to move on to my favorite segment, except who we're going to talk about this week. Okay, so let's go to our segment called Ignoring Reality. I'm really sad that the first Ignoring Reality is going to deal with a person I was hoping never to talk about on this podcast. Justin.
Oh, Biebs. Biebs. I know. Well, he's clearly like out of control. So we have to talk about it. Anyway, I'm sure
he is definitely ignoring reality.
Most of you are aware of what happened to Biebs. He got arrested for suspicion of DUI, drag racing, suspended license in Miami Beach. He was drag racing a Lamborghini, rented Lamborghini. He's cut 19 years old. Anyway, so it's just like, this comes a week after that whole egg thing where he damaged his, you know, his neighbor's house.
Where he was
actually
acting like a teenager.
Yeah. You know, so it's just like, I don't know. It's just like, oh my gosh, when that news broke, it was like all over Twitter, you know, it's, you know, like you don't want to, I don't know. It's just like, who cares? But at the same point, you're like, oh my God, Biebs, come on.
Right.
You need to grow up. You need to get with it.
Well, the thing is, his parents were, what the reports are, his parents were with him all day. Mm-hmm. His dad was drinking, probably doing pot with him as well. And I really thought, because there were many times where his mom's like, oh, we're good Christian people. Uh-huh. It's like, bitch, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
Are you kidding me?
I know. No.
Just because now you have all this money. I mean, his dad was in porn. Too.
Yeah. And his dad
so
looks
like, don't pretend
skeezy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks pretty skeezy. You know, and it's just, you know, this kid, he's 19, you know, he's got money out, you know, the wazoo, you know, he's got people around him being like, yeah, you do whatever you want, Justin. It's fine. You want to drink, you want to smoke some pot, take some pills.
Well, and I think his blood alcohol level was only 0.04.
Yes.
He
was below the legal limit if he was of age. Since because he's underage, I guess Florida has like a no tolerance law. So that's why he got a DUI.
Right.
So. But still, he admitted to smoking pot, taking pills, drinking, and it's just like, I don't know. It's like, I think this kid's just, you know, he grew up in this spotlight. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to make excuses for him, but it's like, you know, he's in this environment where he can, you know, he's pretty much allowed to do whatever he wants. And I think, you know, it's just like, he's going to end up dead. If, you know, eventually, you know, it's just
Well, that's what they taught with Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, you know,
luckily,
like if he doesn't turn it around, you know,
she's still in rehab or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know. It just confirms it that he is a total douche. Like I just don't. I've never understood the appeal, but you know, like
yeah,
you know, like all these fans still cling to it. And I'm like, do you not realize he's a complete douchebag?
He is
total douchebag.
All right, enough about
anyway, people. Yeah, that is enough. And we're, you know, we're not going to talk about this kid anymore, really, promise.
But he is ignoring reality.
He's
That's the
totally
only reason
ignoring
reality.
I mean,
about
he is, what a perfect, he's our first perfect ignoring reality. Exactly. Okay, we're going to move on to another of our favorite segments.
I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
Okay. So this week, I found a song I now can't stop listening to. I was actually listening to Spotify under the Mood Busters and came across a song, Somebody Loves You by Betty Who. You might remember it. It was from that viral video where the guy proposed to his boyfriend in a Home Depot. Take a listen. Showed Kitty the video. Oh, she is still crying.
Still crying. Seriously, like, oh my god. I can't watch stuff like that. I can't. Like, it just gets me every time. Oh,
what a production.
Amazing.
Loved it.
So cute.
And to go back and watch it again, knowing who the people are. I was explaining to you as we were watching it, but it was like, his boyfriend's parents, the rest of the family, his friends were there dancing. Like,
ridiculous.
So good.
And I like that song, yes. So I get, I think I'm going to download it. Yeah, definitely. First time I've heard it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's catchy. And I was so, that's the one thing I love about Spotify is some random song that I normally wouldn't listen to because it's not on the top 40. I can admit to that. Mm-hmm. I like pop, top 40. Uh-huh. And this just, and then I went back and I read an article with Betty Who. So great. So I'm going to keep looking and see if she has new music. Because she is fantastic. She has just a great spirit. And, you know, she loves Pink.
Aww,
which is my girl. I love Macy Pink. So, anyway, that is what I'm obsessed with this week. What are you obsessed with?
You know, there's nothing at the moment that I'm, like, super obsessed with. I mean, you know, besides Supernatural. Like, that's a constant
Every week, Kitty's going to be obsessed like, with Supernatural.
There's nothing new at the moment that I'm obsessed with. But, you know, Supernatural is something. Right. You know, and I think my sister and I are big, big fans. And so I like that because we always talk about it, you know. And I'm always looking for, like, funny, like, Supernatural memes to send her and pictures. And, like, we always send each other stuff. So, like, you know, I don't know. It's just a nice
Well, thanks to for listening to our Supernatural podcast.
That is my goal, to turn it into a Supernatural podcast.
We'll see. We'll see. If you can figure out how to edit all this, then go
Dang it.
For it.
Okay. So before we wrap up, we definitely want to hear from you guys. If you're listening to us, we wanted you to shoot us an email or a tweet. You can email us at
Supernatural Just kidding.
Our email is agalandagay@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at agalandagay or even on Tumblr at agalandagayblog. So, send us some comments, send us your tweets, your emails, whatever, and we might use them in the next podcast.
Yeah, and I also want to give a shout out. We just started our Twitter account yesterday. Mm-hmm. We have 20 followers. Some of it's spam. But some of you aren't spam.
Some of you aren't. Yay!
Right. Inferg. 18, mm-hmm. And also Gay for Jesus.
Yay, thank you, Gay for Jesus, for following us. We appreciate that.
Yeah, so thanks for spending your time with us on our very first podcast. Again, like Kitty said, give us your feedback, your comments, your ideas, and we'll hopefully incorporate this
into our podcast. Yeah, definitely. So thanks for listening. It's been fun.
Yeah, have a great week.